You're listening to Irish Radio Canada's Home and Abroad, and this weekend, traditionally, the National Capital Fesh happens, and it is a big event within the dancing community. It's been going on for a long number of years, and Jennifer Healy is here with me. First of all, Jennifer, thanks a million for taking the time. How long has this been going on?
So thank you for having me. This is our 34th year for the annual Capital Fesh weekend. Which my mother started many, many years ago.
Were still in the womb at the first one.
Oh, yeah, I'm still there, getting the whip cracked on me all the time. But anyway, she wanted more opportunities for the Irish dancers here in our region, and especially in Ottawa, and we didn't have anything before that. So it took a long time to get there, but between her and my dad, Fran Healy also, they pushed, and it's been very successful. And we look forward to a great weekend every year, back to back with Bernadette Short School of Dance in Montreal. So we hire in some amazing judges and musicians coming along this weekend, live musicians. We have three of them, two from Rochester, New York, the Rutherfords. And then we have Shannon Quinn, who's amazing on the fiddle. She will be flying in from Halifax along with several judges. So it's dancing of beginner ages to higher levels, I'd say age 3.5, up to, we have adult dancers, we have everybody coming this weekend. It'll be a great weekend.
So when you say from 3.5, what are the various categories? Like, you know, in football, there's things like you have under certain ages. How is the FESH broken down?
So the FESH, we actually do, we do double ages in the grades, which is beginner, advanced beginner, novice, and prize winner. But in our championships, we have single age groups. So we also have a tier and an og, which is all the little siblings that want to come along and give it a try. So they'll jump up and do some hops, skips, and jumps. And then beginners usually starts at under 4 and up, right, officially.
And at what stage then do they move to the next level?
So we, you know, they like to be more experienced, usually know their reel, their easy reel, their light jig, and their slip jig. And then once they get a grasp on those dances, they can move up into advanced beginner, where they start hard shoe, and they start making a lot more noise. And then kind of as their skills progress, they move up.
So it's not based on age. It's based on their ability.
Absolutely, yes. We have some, you know, everybody learns at a different pace and is capable of all their own different things. But definitely, like, some tiny little ones can wow you, whereas, you know, it might take a little longer for other kids at a later age.
And you mentioned Bernadette's Montreal side of it. How geographically do you have regions, and where would your dancers be coming from?
So dancers for this, they'll come all over. We have a bus coming in from Halifax. We have a few people, like, they try to come. I know it's far for them, but we have a school, they're called Rising Tide. They have a few dancers in Newfoundland. So a few Newfies will be coming in. Rochester, New York, Syracuse, Toronto area, Montreal, kind of anywhere. Really, they can come in. I'm not sure. We had a few kids fly in because they have family here from Calgary. And I think they are tagging along to the Montreal Fesh this year because they have to fly home. I don't think they have the same long weekend as us, so they won't be staying on the Sunday. But it's open to anyone that's part of our organization, which is the CLRG on commission. So anybody can take part.
So why would I come to Ottawa rather than Montreal, or why would I go to Montreal rather than Ottawa?
Well, I think you should go to both, always. So you should be supporting both, because the background of these competitions and these feshes, it's just the opportunity in our region. There's not as many. You know, if you were in Ireland, where my cousins dance and my friends, they have a fesh every weekend. It's very rare to have as many opportunities here on this side of the world. So you should get in as many as you can, especially if you're a higher competitor dancer. You want to have the best stage experience and more, you know, ability to dance with other people on the stage from different schools and different materials. So you learn how to use the stage best, and then you're more experienced for the World Dance Championships, the All-Irelands, you know, all the big, big things that come. You have the opportunity to take part in.
No, the reason I asked that is like, so you're not on the same day as Montreal. So Montreal is Sunday and
No.
you are Monday. Is that it? Or they're
Oh, sorry,
Saturday?
they're Saturday, we're Sunday, yeah.
Okay. So
Yeah.
it's not as if I'm making it. I could do both.
Yeah, no, we're not competing with each other. We love each other. So we're trying to build a creative opportunity for people to get two in. And the distance between Montreal and Ottawa is quite small. So it is, people love this long weekend. And I know so many families are staying the extra few nights in our host hotel, and they'll take in the Tulip Festival, and they'll take in all the beauties of Ottawa too.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So then, the event itself is hosted in where, what location?
So our venue this year, for the last few years, is St. Peter's High School in Orleans. So we use the gym, the cafeteria, and the stage there. So it's starting at 8:30 in the morning with our team dances, which is the two hand, the three hand, the four hand, which is really, it's fun to see the kids all learn to dance and work together. And then we move into solos of all ages, all levels, around 9:30. And it is free for spectators to come and attend and watch and enjoy. And we also have lots of vendors coming. We have from snacks to Irish Eyes are coming with all their trinkets and lovely woolen sweaters. Obviously not this time of the year is great for that, but and we have Fesh Glam, and then we do have two food trucks that will be on the premises for the day. So there's an ice cream truck and smoke shack. So it's a nice it's a full day. You can come and go. You don't have to message us to come along, and just come along and enjoy the day. See a bit of Irish dancing, listen to some great music, and enjoy an interesting event here in Ottawa.
And what time would you tend to wrap up then?
Our goal is to have it all done based on our schedule around 4:30.
Okay.
4:30 is our wrap-up time.
Okay, so it's a nice daytime getting out there around 9 a.m. and you can run to about 4:30. So if you wanted to drop in any time in that window would be a good time.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. Jennifer, thanks a million for taking the time. I hope you have a
Thank you.
brilliant weekend down there. Lots of fun and enjoy.
Okay, thanks so much for having me. Take care.